Bobby, so who's the Saints killer you wanted to point out?
Listen, and I got a story about this. I don't know.
Oh, boy, how much time we got here?
I don't know if he's milking it, Deuce, or what. But Panthers tight end Greg Olsen, he's been a Saints killer. You know, you see, like Michael Thomas is a Buccaneer killer. Michael Thomas, you know, can't guard Mike. The Buccaneers for sure can't guard Mike. But you look at Greg Olsen. He's had 45 catches, right at 570 yards, four touchdowns in the past six games. So you don't think that Cam Newton was targeting a security blanket? And when he's ready to roll along with Christian McCaffrey, you could see a formidable tight end. Like, just think if Drew Brees had Greg Olsen. Come on. You know, so you look at a guy like Greg Olsen and what he's meant to that team. But, look, he's now out for the season, my understanding. A few weeks ago, he ruptured the plantar fascia in his foot. I remember rupturing my plantar fascia and in 1996. It was at 95 or 96. I can't recall. And I missed the game. I went out for the season.
He's been dealing with this, though. That's the same foot that he's been dealing
with. Christian, you ain't had no damn platter fish. I'm going to tell you what happened.
First of all.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell the story. Then you can give your opinion. And you're not no medical doctor.
I don't claim to be.
Let me tell you what happened. I had a plantar fascia that was like, I'm telling you, I could hardly even walk. And they said, well, at the end of the season, if you can stand it, we're going to have surgery. And they're going to have to clip it. Okay. I'm playing, getting ready, warm up against the Rams, me and Jeff George, and all of a sudden, that thing, pow, just popped in my foot. I landed on my face. It was the worst burning sensation I ever had, so they had to make me inactive that game. They said, that's what you wanted to happen. You wanted to pop. You wanted to pop, and within 48 hours, your foot feels unbelievable. So when I read this, now that's why I like to talk to his doctor, he ruptured. And I ruptured my plantar fascia out one game, went out the rest of the season. Now, aren't Carolina still playing for their playoff life? I mean, so, because it could be painful. Basketball players have this all the time in the NBA. And you see, they can't run. If you can't run, you can't play. You can't be, like, hobbling and all that. So when I saw, to me, that he ruptured it, okay, when he ruptured, I could see him not being available short term. But don't we still have three games left? And isn't Carolina still in the hunt?
But they ruled him out the next, like, almost immediately.
Okay, but ruled out immediately for that game? No, or maybe like two weeks?
No, they ruled him out like
You know how you break your arm or something, say 4 to 6 weeks? I'm just telling you, when they ruled him out, that I'd want to know and talk to maybe we have some plantar fascia foot doctor call up. Because I know I had that.
Yeah, but you don't know what all other issues he had.
That's
going
what
on
I'm trying to explain.
No, that I don't know. All I know is I read plantar fascia.
Right, but that's what I was trying
to
tell you earlier.
He had surgery on the foot already, though.
It's the same foot he's been dealing with for 3 years.
Yeah, he had surgery on the foot already.
Stress fracture, et cetera.
Okay, now that's different. Stress factor, they don't have that in the article. They have plantar fascia.
I know.
They don't have – they got to be more specific.
You always say you want to be enlightened. I was just trying to enlighten us. It's – The plantar fascia put him out.
Is one
there's
part.
There's also other parts to this.
Bobby, it was no one touched him. I saw the play. No one touched him.
Plantar fascia, you don't need to do.
Well, I'm just saying, it was almost like an Achilles, you know, how nobody has to
pops.
Touch him. It just pops. He was running a route. No one even pushed him
anything. The thing is, are you flat-footed or you have a high arch?
I'm flat-footed.
Okay, you're never going to have a plantar fascia. Plantar fascia people – who have high
arches. I walk on my toes, so what does that mean?
No, if you have a high arch. You have a high arch?
I walk on my toes.
No,
I don't know if it's high or low.
Oh, boy.
Are you flat-footed or you got an arch?
I don't know. I just
man,
walk.
Come on, you looked at your foot. You know if you got arch. If you got an arch.
How do I know if it's an arch?
Listen, here's the damn arch I'm going to show you right now.
I'm taking off my shoe.
Right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
You tend to get plantar fascia right here.
They're laughing as hard as we were on the text line. Dude, somebody's getting at you, though, saying, how do you not know if you have an arch or a flat foot?
Well, he showed me. He got a slight. He's not true flat-footed.
You a podiatrist?
He got a slight
because
arch.
I go to the podiatrist.
I go to the podiatrist,
and the podiatrist tell me, hey, look, this is what you need. We're going to give you an insole, and I go on by my business. I ain't trying to see if I need to have a flat foot or an arch or how I need to be stepping and walking. And
I would never.
I put socks on and I put some lotion on and I go on about my business.
I would never challenge you about whatever foot you got and God gave you is the right foot because you're the all-time leading rusher. That's all
yeah,
I know.
I'm just saying,
so however you were built.
You're supposed to know if you got an arch or a flat foot.
I think you would have observed that, Deuce. I'm amazed.
No, it's not something that I literally go and try to see it.
No, I checked you out. You have a slight arch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
we're sitting up here on Sports Talk at the Sportsbook and Bar in the Beauregard Casino. Taking off our shoes. Bobby just throws his foot on the table.
And ain't got no socks on. I told him to put some socks on, too.
And I showed you my arch.
Yeah, I told him to put some socks on.
I'm glad that's the only thing.
So, wait, I'm going to give you another little tidbit. Now, this is, remember, you know, it revealed this to me, Floyd Little. Remember Floyd Little, the running back with Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
He was real bow-legged. If you notice, you probably went to high school with maybe some individuals like this.
Bow-legged
people are fast. Bow-legged people.
Not all of them.
No, I'll tell you percentage. A lot of them. I'll tell you a lot. The percentage is bow-legged people are fast. I don't know how God made them, whatever, but. They fast switch muscle, however their legs come down.
Oh my goodness!
Floyd Little told me that Denver Broncos.
So,
I mean,
so it must be true. It has to be true.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
He was as bow legged one of the greatest.
So if you out recruiting or you looking for some athletes, you want to see if they bow legged.
Well, you don't want a big. You want a slight bow legged. You don't want to be extreme like you cripple.
So, I mean, how big of an arch do we need to see in the bow leg?
Somebody's going to Google Floyd Little.
No, but there's some.
I know Floyd.
There's some
Little.
Merit to this because Roman Harper. You ever notice that Roman Harper when he walked his
that don't make him bow leg.
No, but his toes were kind of like pointed out.
So you giving him duck feet?
No, yeah, right. But there are scouts that have been in the NFL that say typically those guys that have that kind of gait like Roman Harper did.
Harper wasn't fast.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Aren't usually good athletes. If you have your toes that point out as you walk like that, they're typically not good athletes. Roman Harper showed you that's not
all. He broke the mold.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Man, y'all don't talk about some sports. Okay,
somebody's gonna text and say
duck feet.
Bobby, I know what you're talking about. Man, I remember this guy in high school when he was bow legged. He was the fastest in the class. I'll tell you, bow legged people.
It's podiatry talk here on Saints Radio WWL.
Y'all ever heard?